Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, beloved ones. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba with my wife, Tarina Mwamba, here in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America, broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio on the Mwamba World Outreach School of Ministry. I welcome you all around the world who are listening to us at this hour. It's a blessing to talk to you and share from the bottom of our hearts the workings of the Lord in our lives. As you know, we do run a Bible college, an online Bible college, and we have students all over the world. We have students in London, Uganda, Tanzania, Kenya, South Africa, and even here in the United States of America. It gives me great joy and pleasure to know that many of you have been asking, is it too late for me to join, to enroll? No, it's not. All you do is just send us an email to Word of Life Bible College, the number 777@gmail.com. Attention, the director of admissions, and we will respond to you as quickly as possible. And so it gives me also a great joy again that we have been having people responding to the broadcast. Some coming in and listening in, and it gives us a great pleasure too. So wherever you are, you want to call in and share with us what God has been doing in your life, you can call 646-652-4048. If you want to participate in this broadcast, you can call 646-652-4048. And I'll be well and happy to have you share with us what the Lord has laid upon your heart. Or if you want to ask a question. Well, you know, today the Lord has been speaking to me very strongly to share on the visitation that I had with him. See, the Lord visited me many years ago in 1980, on 8th of December 1980. At that time, I was living in Zambia, and I was working for a power company as a foreman, maintenance and construction. This was a very high-level job. Here in America, we would say manager. I was a manager. And I had over like 20 to 30 people under me. My job was to build substations from scratch. These were 20 MVA, 30, 50, 60 MVA substations. Transformers were like 25 MVA transformers. I say MVA, what do you mean MVA? It's megavolt amps. When you talk of these big, huge transformers, you talk of megavolt amperage. I was dealing with English Electric transformers, Brown Boveri transformers. These equipment, electrical equipment, were made in England. English Electric, as you know, and the Brown Boveri, these were very powerful, strong equipment that was installing for the mining company. Not really for the mining company, but for the power division to give power to the mining company who mine copper and then process it and sell it at the London Air Metal Exchange in London. This job I did for 10 years, and I was very good at the job. I liked the job, man. I liked the job. I had my own office. I had a guy who attended to my office, made coffee, cleaned up the office, set up things in my office. I reported to the deputy head of department. No, actually, I reported to the head of department. At that time, there was Keith Sajden. He was from the UK, an engineer. I reported to him every morning. We shared about what's going on with the projects. And I moved on to do great things as the Lord continued to bless me. I built the Pamoji substation in Indola. I worked on some various projects in Chingola and across the Copper Belt. And so, you know, I've been on the road with the company, working for great success. And I was successful. I had a company car. The company paid for my lunch. Wherever I traveled, I had lunch, which was paid back to me by the company. And, you know, the Lord was blessing and building me up. by His divine grace. Then, before the 8th of December 1980, I was born again on 7th August 1977. Then I was baptized in water on, it was I think the 7th of August again, or September 1979. So, born again, 77, baptized in water, 79. Then I received this visitation I'm talking about on December the 8th, 1980. So it was like 2 years after, 77, 79, 2 years. 80, the third year, a visitation. First, before I talk about the visitation, I'd like us to look to the word of the Lord and read from Scripture. Here it says in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 18 to 31, "To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare to Him?" Verse 19, "The workman molds an image, the goldsmith casts silver chains. Have you not known?" Verse 21, "Have you not heard? Has not it been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth?" Verse 22, "It is He who sits above the circle of the earth, and it is, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He brings the princesses to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth useless." Verse 25, "To whom then will you liken me? Or to whom shall I be equal? Says the Holy One." Verse 26, "Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things, who brings out their host by number. He calls them all by name, by the greatness of His might and the strength of His power. Not one is missing." Amen. And then he says there in verse 27, "Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak. To those who have no might, increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail or fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." May the Lord bless the reading of His word. Well, beloved ones, you know, I got born again from a friend of mine, Catherine Namoinje. Those who have heard of my testimony, she used to be a schoolmate of mine when we were in, I think, elementary school. But she found me hanging, you know, nursing my hangover in Kitwe, Zambia. And she started talking to me about the love of God and how God had changed her life. It was all mysterious to me. But as she kept on sharing to me about the love of God, it gripped me in my inner spirit that I needed to do something. I told this lady, you know, I said, "You know, Catherine, I think I'll begin going to church." She said, "Oh, well, if you'd like to come, you can come, and we have a nurses fellowship going on," because she was a nurse. She said, I said, "Okay, I'd love to come." She said, "Okay, I'll come and pick you up. You get ready." So she left and went to, I escorted her going to her home. But that time as I was escorting her, something gripped me. I had this strange feeling, which I never had before. For the first time as I came back, because we were living in a bachelor's pad, the three of us sharing one house, a three-bedroom home, three bachelors sharing a three-bedroom home. So as I was coming home by the steps into the living room, there were outside there some flowers which I'd never seen before. Because most of the time I just came drunk, I never bothered to look at what was by the steps. But that day I saw these beautiful flowers. And I'll never forget, as I was, I escorted Catherine, as I was walking back home, facing towards the west, I saw the sun, you know, setting. And it looked so beautiful. As I entered into my house, you know, the bachelor's pad, and went to my bedroom, I had a dressing table, I had a big bed, and this beautiful, nice dressing table. And I had the reporter's jot pad on the dressing table. Something hit me and said, you know what? Why don't I write a prayer to God, which I started to do. I started writing to God. I said, Almighty God, if you are there, I pray that you hear me now. Forgive me of my sin, I pray. Signed, Lawrence Mwamba. Just as I signed with the pen, something hit me like a sledgehammer from the back of my head. Bang! And I fell to the floor. Then after that, I was like in a trance for a long time as the Spirit of the Lord started to minister to me. I felt somebody like put his hands in my head and pull some black shit out of my head. It went out with a swish. And then as I lay down there, I opened my eyes. I was a different man. I was a totally different man. Kathleen Amonje came by and I explained what happened to me. She told me I was born again. Well, we went to the Nurses Fellowship, and there, people just saying, oh, brother, she introduced me, oh, I'll meet my brother, you know, born again, and all that stuff. I didn't understand what she was really saying. But, you know, once you get born again, the Lord does not leave you, unless you really do something drastic, but the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, just like he has said in his word. Well, after that Bible study, I asked Kathleen Amonje, what is the next thing I need to do? She told me I needed to buy a Bible and I needed to attend a church constantly. And so I was working in Chingola at that time, building substations. And as I went that day with my workers in the van, I stopped over at a Christian bookstore and I bought an RSV Bible. For the first time, I had my own Bible. Well, as I go to Chingola and we are working, my concentration was nothing but reading the Bible during lunchtime. Whenever I had time and I was not doing anything, I took my Bible, sat in the vehicle, company vehicle, which I had, were located to me. I was on my job, and I was just doing nothing but reading. Well, after that, it was so constant. Then I joined the United Church of Zambia, and we had wonderful fellowships. At my job, I got further promoted and I was moved from where I used to live into a low density area, a very nice exclusive area in Parklands. From Parklands, I moved to the CPC village near Power Division. And at that time, you know, God had just blessed me at my own office, at my own company car, like I said, at, you know, lunch monies and all that stuff. Then my heart was still searching for God. One day, on this, the 8th of December, 1980, first I was baptized in water by Les White, who was my co-worker. I never knew he was a Christian. But through the things I was doing, because you know, I was so taken up with the Spirit of the Lord, Les White baptized me at the chapel where I began attending in Parklands. He was one of the elders. During my baptism at the Evangelical Church in Parklands, people were talking about this gibberish language and these people talking gibberish. So me asked the guy, I said, what is this exchange of words with this guy? What's going on? These people are, you know, in groups and it's like they're quarreling or exchanging heavy words. So this guy told me, no, they're talking about these people they call the Pentecostals who speak in another tongue. They call it the other languages and they call it the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, they talked about many things. Oh, these people are in the wrong and all that. You know, me, I didn't know. I was just born again and they just got baptized in water. I didn't know what was going on. So anyway, after that incident happened, I went back to my home and I continued working. And like I said, I got moved from Parklands. I started to live in the Nkana East near the Power Division in a very exclusive area with a very big house and a swimming pool and everything. I used to go to the Ravens Club, which was exclusive to the top bosses of the Power Division. But then, you know, after my baptism, one day I was preparing to go to work in the morning, but that night I spent a lot of time reading the Bible. I was reading in the book of Isaiah in chapter 54, you know, where the Lord talks about, you know, rejected one. You know, the Spirit of the Lord is with you and, you know, you shall traverse from the east unto the west. Excuse me, let me read it so that you can catch what I read that day. Here is the scripture I read from Isaiah 54, verse 1. O sing, barren one, you who have not born, break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not labored with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame, for you will forget the shame of your youth, and will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. For your Maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth. For the Lord has called you like a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, like a youthful wife when you were refused, says your God. For a mere moment I have forsaken you, but with great mercies I will gather you. See, this is scripture I was reading that night, and it hit me like a sledgehammer. With a little wrath I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness I have mercy on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. For this is the waters of Noah to me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah would no longer cover the earth, so have I sworn that I will not be angry with you, nor rebuke you. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. O you afflicted one, tossed with the tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay your stones with colorful gems, and lay your foundations with sapphires. I will make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of crystal, and all your walls of precious stones, and all your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come nigh you. Indeed, they shall surely assemble, but not because of me. You hear that? Not because of me. Whosoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. Behold, I have created the blacksmith who blows the coals in the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the spoiler to destroy. No weapons formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. I was reading this scripture in my house, and I was in the living room at that time. Then I said I moved to the bedroom because it was almost morning. I'd been reading the Bible the whole night. So I moved to the bedroom and said, let me go lay down. But I said, you know, before I go lay down, let me kneel down and pray. I just put my knee on the floor to pray. I just said, Our Father. I didn't even finish Father. I burst out in a new language. I started speaking in this new strange language. Then suddenly I felt like fire come upon my head. The fire went through my head, through my inner man, up to my feet. And then when I opened my eyes, I saw this big block of God, a big block of God, and from the block of God was coming rays, golden rays, which were entering into my eyes. As the rays were hitting my eyes, power left me. I was left completely exhausted. And then I cried. I said, oh, God, it's too much. Please, I beg you, God, it's too much. When I looked, I saw on the wall, like God seated on his throne. And then I started seeing on the wall, like it's a, I'm in a movie, in a cinema movie. I started seeing on the wall, God showing me how I'm going to go around the world. Started showing me places where I'm going to travel around the world. As that scenery passed, man, I was so exhausted. When I stood up, I felt clean inside, from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. You talk about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Man, I was felt so clean inside me, and I felt so holy. I'd spoken in another language, and God had visited me. That day the Lord told me, when I opened my eyes, He said, I've called you to be my servant. And I'm sending you to the four corners of the earth to go propagate this gospel of peace. And the Lord told me, wherever you go, I will be with you. I will anoint you. That day, you know, I never knew the way, speaking in tongues. I never heard of anything like speaking in tongues. I never knew there was anything like visitation from the Lord. So I started looking. That's when I met people like Nevis. I met another dear brother, you know, in Kanawes. We started praying together. Then Nevis introduced me to overnight prayer meetings. He said, hey, Larry, let's go for overnight prayer meetings. There will be overnight prayer meetings at such and such a place. I'll pick him up in my company car and we'll go and we'll pray until daybreak. Then I come to realize, then there was this young dear brother, I can't remember his name now. He said, you know what? God, this spirit which you have received is what many of the ministers in America received. And you know, he started, we started talking about Oral Roberts. We started talking about Kenneth Higgins. And the brother said, you know, we can be just like Oral Roberts. We can be just like Kenneth Higgins. We can start our own ministries and God is going to bless us. That's when immediately from that conversation began a vision to build the base for the Lord and call it Mwamba Word Outreach. I started calling Mwamba Word Outreach when there was even nothing to show for Mwamba Word Outreach. You know, I was so engrossed into the thing. I was so involved in it. I started reaching out to people. Oh, my God, I was so zealous. My company office was full of tracts and booklets of church and Bibles. One day, the chief engineer, I mean, my head of department, who was a section engineer, called me to his office. He said, you know, Larry, you are very concerned with the way your office is. That's not a church, it's an office. But you're filled it with posters of this and that concerning your church. You know, I felt so offended for somebody to talk about my God. But what I did not realize is I was going over into the extremes at my working place. My working place was not a place to bring extreme Christianity, fundamental Christianity, and push everybody over the edge. I never knew that. See, when the anointing of the Lord comes upon us, whenever we are working in whatever company, we need to use wisdom, not to let our beliefs and our faith affect the situation where we are working at work. But anyway, I started to praise God. I started to thank Him. And suddenly, by His grace, God opened doors. I came to know of a Bible college in Nigeria. I went to Nigeria and I finished my 2 years. I came back to Zambia and God began to open doors of ministry worldwide. I tell you what, because I never knew what I'd received, I went asking pastors in Indola what I'd received. One Baptist pastor told me, he said, dear brother, you need to be very careful because there are strange spirits that have come. But I knew, I'd noticed, I did not have a strange spirit. What I had was a visitation of the Lord. Finally, somebody told me, as I was sharing at work, I said, you know, guys, I spoke in this language, but I don't know what it is. Then one guy said, yo, maybe, you know, I got a sister who goes to this church where they go, la, 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 la. Maybe you better go try it. And that was the Maranatha Church in Kitwe. I called the church and I spoke to the pastor. I said, I want to come and see you. The pastor said, okay, you better come. I went to Gary Skinner, was the pastor. I said, Pastor Gary Skinner, I'm Lawrence Mwamba. I got filled with something and I spoke in tongues. What is it?